fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, precious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol on Channel 21 through the cable provider Groen Marine in Slovenia. Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom in Taipei City. Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. We are also available online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Ministry of Learning in Formosa or Taiwan requests all schools to be smoke-free. In health news, the color blue is found to make people happy. In nature news, a waterfall on the Argentina-Brazil border enters a Wonders of Nature competition. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 11th, is Lateran Treaty Day in Vatican City in remembrance of its attainment of sovereignty in 1929. Located in Italy, the Vatican City is an enclave of Rome. It is the smallest independent state on the globe in terms of residence and size. The head of Vatican City is the Roman Catholic Pope, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI. This well-known city-state is home to St. Peter's Basilica, the most visited cathedral in the world, and the renowned Sistine Chapel, with ceiling frescoes painted by Michelangelo. May all the residents of Vatican City be greatly blessed on this Lateran Treaty Day.
Today is also Japan's National Foundation Day, which celebrates the establishment of Japan as a nation, first commemorated in 1872. It also pays homage to the imperial family line, going back to the legend of the crowning of Emperor Jimmu, the first Japanese emperor, in 660 BC. Situated in Eastern Asia, Japan is a mountainous island country. The world-famous poetic genre of haiku and the vibrant taiku drum music originated from Japan. Our best wishes to the aesthetic citizens of Japan for a joyful National Foundation Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Our association's relief team in China has just completed delivering relief aid to dozens of families much in need following a January 25 tremor that struck in the far western region of Xinjiang, China, where it destroyed several thousand buildings, including 200 homes. About 4,500 residents were relocated to temporary shelters. On January 28th, Supreme Master Qinghai had pledged $10,000 for relief efforts. This amount could be used to purchase an equivalent of $87,000 in emergency supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in China. Association members covered their own travel expenses during the trip, in which items of basic food, fuel, and warmth were distributed. With Master's permission, we would like to share the relief team's report so that viewers may know more about the situation.
February 4, 2009, Most Merciful Master. Regarding earthquake in Xinjiang, China. On January 25th, an earthquake measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale shook Chabuzer County of Xinjiang Province. Our rescue team departed on January 30th and arrived at the quake's epicenter the following day. This area is mostly inhabited by the people of the Kazakh culture. In the worst-hit village, with a total of 35 families, some of the old houses had collapsed and some cracked. The arrival of governmental assistance brought one tent for each family, and those whose homes were severely damaged received an extra 1,000 RMB dollars and one ton of coal. Most of them had enough food, but might have had difficulties going through this winter. We then purchased 9 tons of fuel, 500 kilograms of flour, and sleeping bags, as well as provided 1,500 RMB dollars for each of the 13 families most in need. The villagers were very touched that people unfamiliar to them really cared about them. We feel so thankful for having this opportunity to learn more lessons of love and sharing. We witnessed how Master's immense love and grace reached this deep mountainous corner of the world and bestowed divine love upon the Kazakh people in our country. At present, the basic needs of the villagers have been met, and they are emotionally sound. For the relief work, 6,690 RMB dollars or 980 US dollars was spent, which was covered by our local association members, and we paid 200 US dollars for our own food and accommodation expenses. Much, much gratitude for Master's omnipresent love and blessings. Xinjiang Rescue Team.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to bring this information to our viewers, who may be glad to know of the recovery progress in the latest quake-affected region of China. We also thank our association's foreign group for sharing this report.
We are deeply grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed love, which has once again touched people in remote places. We pray for the villagers' safety as they strive to rebuild their day-to-day lives. May our kindness toward all beings around us help ease turbulent events such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Burundi's debt forgiven. As part of a global initiative to assist indebted developing nations and boost their economy, the World Bank and International Monetary Fund have announced a waiving of more than 90% of Burundi's approximate $1.4 billion U.S. dollar total debt According to the country's finance minister, this means that Burundi can now direct up to $50 million each year toward health, education, agriculture, and other social development projects. World Bank and International Monetary Fund. Many thanks, and heaven rewards your help in alleviating conditions of debt for Burundi. May the beautiful Burundian people be graced with renewed stability, prosperity, and fulfillment.
Acts of heroism in face of Australian bushfires. In a rural area north of Melbourne, Rhiannon Sund and 8 small children were in danger as their isolated farmhouse was in the path of a firestorm. Thankfully, Rhiannon's 18-year-old brother Reese rescued them as he rushed through a burning paddock, cut through a fence, and made 2 trips to drive them to safety on a tiny tractor. In Victoria State, a horse was the hero when Anthony Sexton and his equine friend June Mark were met by a wall of flames, and June Mark managed to knock Anthony off into the safety of a nearby creek. Anthony was later safely reunited with June Mark, who had suffered some burns. A hero's salute to you, Reese Sund and June Mark, for your selfless and courageous life-saving actions. May you and those you rescued be graced with many joyful moments in appreciation of life as we all work to lessen devastations such as these through more caring stewardship of our Earth.
Cape Verde celebrated singer recognized. Cecilia Avora, 67-year-old renowned diva of the island nation of Cape Verde, is receiving the highest civilian honor of France, the Legion d'Honneur. She will be presented with the award in Paris by French Culture Minister Christine Abinel. Miss Avora, a contralto vocalist who has been singing since childhood, is lauded as the best performer of Morna, the national music genre of Cape Verde. Our warm accolades, Miss Cecilia Avora, on this outstanding acknowledgement. Heaven bless your sweet voice and heartwarming style in continuing to bring joy to listeners for many more years to come.
Australian anchorman remembered. Retired television anchor Brian Naylor and his wife were among the more than 125 people who have perished in the wildfires that have recently swept through the Australian state of Victoria. The 78-year-old newsman, whose media career spanned 40 years, came to be known as the face of the news for the 7 and 9 networks, with his signature sign-off of, "May your news be good news and good night." Mr. Naylor was honored by the National Parliament on Monday, where Deputy Prime Minister Julia Gillard stated, "He was loved and trusted like a reliable uncle." Our sincere sympathies go to the family of Mr. Brian Naylor and that of his beloved wife. May their souls rest peacefully in heaven's everlasting love.
Dog alerts a fire in Maryland, USA neighborhood. Mrs. Ellen Lurs was out on an evening walk with Labrador mix, Duke, when the normally quiet dog started barking. Upon investigating, Mrs. Lurs found that the brush behind one of the neighboring houses was on fire. After making sure that no one was inside the house, Mrs. Lurs called the firefighters, who arrived in time to douse the blaze of the backyard garden shed before it reached the house. A big thank you, heroic Duke, for realizing the dangerous situation, and Mrs. Lurs, for trusting your companion's keen senses. Let us all appreciate our animal friends for the blessings that they truly are.
Save our planet. U.S. Virgin Islands set to counter climate change. In light of observed climate change effects such as drier weather, more intense hurricanes, and rising sea levels, internationally acclaimed climatologists are encouraging policies to protect both people and the environment. These include establishing early warning systems, raising awareness on climate issues, and enhancing land use practices. Climatologists and policymakers, we are grateful for your united efforts to curb the effects of climate change. With heaven's grace, may the lovely people of the U.S. Virgin Islands flourish in the safety of practices that protect our irreplaceable environment.
Save our planet, preserving the night sky to harmonize with nature. The small town of Tekapo, New Zealand, turns down its night lights to minimize light pollution in order to better observe the stars in the sky. As part of a tradition that has been ongoing since 1965, the town of 830 people have implemented extra measures such as low-energy lamps and dimmed residential lights. Already attracting tourists, Tekapo hopes to become a UNESCO-approved starlight reserve. What a lovely practice, people of Tekapo! May the star-filled nights gently illuminate your town and all the earth for us to treasure always.
Save our planet! Christophe De Leon joins Marine Conservation. The highly celebrated, award-winning Philippine actor has become a valued team member of Conservation International Philippines, working to protect the diverse ecosystem of the Verde Island Passage and other national ocean sites. Mr. De Leon, a lover of marine life, recently participated in the release of an endangered green turtle and is also working with the local government in Lobo, Batangas to establish a marine sanctuary in the area. Mr. De Leon, we laud your involvement in protecting the wonderful beings of the sea. May your shining star continue to illuminate a way of gentle care for our magnificent ocean-dwelling co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. U.S. ban on fishing in the Arctic. In what is being viewed as a landmark decision, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council from Anchorage, Alaska, has voted unanimously to ban commercial fishing in the entire Arctic Ocean, from Canada to the Bering Strait. The council spent 2 years creating a management plan that would control the influx of fishing fleets to protect this fragile ecosystem from potential harm, especially in light of global warming effects that could yield more marine life in the region. Our most sincere thank you, North Pacific Fishery Management Council, for your leadership in protecting our oceans and the lives within them. We pray noble actions such as yours will inspire many more for the sustainable future of our shared global home. In an interview on East Coast FM Radio, Supreme Master Qinghai has expressed her full support of fishing bans and the vegetarian diet to preserve our interconnected ecosystems.
Just stop the fishing. The government has to forbid fishing because it's too important to our survival to delay any further. Not only is there overfishing and depleting of the marine life, but there's also sight killing, you know, like when the commercial longliners go fishing, they normally target swordfish, but then they're killing tens of thousands of sea turtles, you know, by the way. And hundreds of thousands of seabirds and millions of sharks every year. This accidental killing is about 25% extra of our global catch. In the New York Times on November 2006, there's an article say global collapse of fish species, like experts predicted, that in its present pace, more and more species will vanish and the global marine ecosystem will collapse. To stop this destructive practice of fishing, the solution is vegetarian diet. No fishy stuff in our meals. We must protect a living and healthy sea as it relates to our living and healthy self.
Vegetarianism and religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints. Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery, in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone, except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism.
A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kirtanga. Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh. Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your fields. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship. Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. France creates the Council for Sustainable Economic Development with a stated objective of identifying green growth opportunities in different fields.
Save our planet. Major Japanese utility Kansai Electric Power Company announces a reduction in CO2 emissions with the construction of its first $67 million wind farm in western Japan.
Save our planet. The U.S.-based UsedCardboardBoxes.com collects and sells recycled cardboard boxes, helping keep landfills free while donating a portion of proceeds to TreePeople.com for reforestation in Los Angeles, California.
This is Zoo.
Hi, everyone. We are two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds.
And Zoo and I are vegan.
That means no animal products in our diet.
We're going to share a tip on computer printers.
There are printers which have separate cartridges for each color.
This is helpful and convenient when you're printing many of the same documents or photos.
Yes. That way, you only need to replace the cartridge of the color that runs out.
Please ask at your local office supply store for the printer that best suits your needs.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Formosa, or Taiwan, sets goal of smoke-free schools. Formosa's Ministry of Education is asking centers of learning at all levels to comply with enhancements to Formosa's anti-smoking regulations. The new rulings are part of the Tobacco Hazard Prevention Act and came into effect in January 2009. They prohibit smoking in universities, colleges, primary and junior high schools, and indoor and outdoor areas that are used for learning or sporting activities for young people. Our deep appreciation, Formosa's Ministry of Education, for your decisive steps to protect your youth. May governments around the world take all necessary actions to lead your co-citizens on the path of wholesomeness and well-being.
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
In health news, exposure to blue light has beneficial results. In a study conducted by the Mind Lab, a research company based in the United Kingdom, a team of scientists found that looking at blue light made both men and women happier. Moreover, confidence was boosted in men with blue and red light and in women with blue and purple light. Researchers also found that individuals who were shown bright colors finished mental tests 25% faster and reaction times were 12% quicker. Dr. David Lewis, a founder of the Mind Lab, said, "This study has shown that simply by introducing more color into our lives at this time of the year, we could help banish the winter blues." Our thanks for your very helpful findings, Dr. Lewis, and participating scientists at the Mind Lab. May our earth be filled with vibrant and lively colors. Up next on Noteworthy News, a waterfall on the Argentina-Brazil border is nominated as one of the new seven wonders of nature. We'll thank God for creating all of our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more joyful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a gorgeous world. In nature news, a waterfall on the Argentina-Brazil border is nominated as a natural marvel. One of the world's largest falls, Iguazu Falls, has been designated as one of the possible seven most wondrous places in the world by the new Seven Wonders of Nature campaign. The project calls for the public to nominate and vote online for the site of their choice. The final winner will be declared in 2011. Iguazu Falls is made of 275 falls, extends 2.7 kilometers in a semicircular shape, and is 80 meters tall. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Congratulations, Argentina and Brazil, on this honor for the spectacular Iguazu Falls. May our Earth's nature beauty be cherished and conserved.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Left Behind.
In a very crowded train compartment, a young man was causing trouble for every other passenger as he's very rude and loud. Finally, the train stopped at his station and he got out with two very big and heavy luggage. None of the other passengers helped him at all. One of them waited until the rude and trouble-causing young man was very, very far away from his compartment, and then opened the window and shouted, "You left something behind in the compartment." Then he closed the window. The young man turned around and ran back with his two heavy bags. He was very exhausted when he arrived, but then he shouted through the window, "What did I leave behind?" The train began to move again. The passenger who had shouted opened the window and said, "You have left behind a very, very bad impression."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
I attended your climate change event in Los Angeles, and I wanted to know more about your organization. I'm sending you my best and hope you are all well. Sincerely, Tommy Rosen, founder, EcoGift, EcoGift.com, USA.
Eco-conscious Tommy, thanks so much for your greetings and question. Our association members, inspired by the compassionate guidance of Supreme Master Ching Hai, are dedicated to doing all we can to safeguard our world from global warming. We advocate a vegan diet as the first necessary step to reduce the greenhouse gases associated with the meat industry. We practice the Kuan Yin method of meditation on the inner light and sound, as imparted by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Let us come together as one to save our precious planet. With heaven's blessings to you and the great nation of the United States of America.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Supreme Master Television is available all around the world, any day of the year and any time of day.
May noble love fill your heart. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
American singer-songwriter Neil Diamond was named the Music Cares Person of the Year in honor of his 50-year career and his many charitable donations.
Malawi's government has lifted many of her citizens from poverty and hunger through a program that transfers cash to those most in need. Philippines President Gloria Arroyo lauds Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz al-Saud's contributions to peace and stability through dialogue in the Middle East and across the world.
Saudi Prince Talal bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, President of the Arab Gulf Program for the United Nations Development Organizations, commends the organization's success in setting up banks for the less fortunate in Arab countries.
A senior Chinese official is the first since August 2008 to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, where the two agreed to an assistance plan for North Korea.
In collaboration with other humanitarian organizations, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, is sending staff and relief supplies to Somali refugees in Ethiopia.
The Canadian International Development Agency announced a $2.5 million US dollar donation to assist 250,000 Sri Lankan civilians.
New Zealand has pledged an additional $265,000 to aid the flood-affected people of the Solomon Islands following an initial donation of $290,000.
Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.